把圣经先打出来。
第一个。
You know, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You got anything? Okay. It says, one spirit and one body.
Amen. 一灵一个身体
But not one language.
不是一个言语
So, praise the Lord, we have translation.
感谢主，我们能够有翻译
Amen.
So, we read the verses. You read.
我们一起来读这个圣经节
Okay.
Yeah. 利未记二十四章
你要纪念好前所有的灵为何灵从纪念一马的四分之二要把灵摆在远方每他六个放在耶和华面前曾经的桌子上
Okay, we have the verses from Exodus, right there.
我们就停在这里啊，因为周弟兄和 Dick 弟兄给他们的经节不太一样，对他的主要的经节啊是在出埃及记二十五章第八节和二十二节，没有在上面。
Yeah,
我就读给弟兄姊妹们听。
Okay, yeah, okay. We'll come to that. We'll come to that. Yeah, amen.Yes, so we're covering the review of the training.
我们在这里是讲到训练的温习。
From Exodus 25, concerning the tabernacle and the furniture of the tabernacle, right?
就是出埃及记二十五章，就是说到约柜和会幕和里面的家具。
Yeah, so now we can read those. Can you read those? 好，
我们我现在就读一下，不知道你们来不来得及啊？是出埃及记二十五章第八节和二十二节。出埃及记二十五章第八节和二十二节。第八节这里说到，他们当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。二十二节。我要在那里与你相会，又要从见证的会折罪盖上两个基路伯中间，和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. This is God's dwelling place in the Old Testament among the children of Israel.
这是神在旧约在以色列人中的住处。
But this is not the first time the Lord met and spoke with the children. You know, this is not the first time the Lord met and spoke in Exodus.
这不是神第一次在出埃及记中与以色列人说话。
Right. This is sort of the culmination. The culmination, right?
这是这些总和。
Yeah. In Exodus 3, the Lord met Moses.
在出埃及记第三章，神在荆棘中与摩西说话。
Right. He met Moses at the burning bush, and he spoke to Moses.
在焚烧的荆棘中，神与他说话。
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Is it better? Right. He met Moses. He spoke to Moses at the burning bush, and he called Moses, and he sent Moses to deliver the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
他在焚烧的荆棘中。向摩西显现，对他说：“你要带领以色列人从埃及出来。”
Yeah, and then Moses and Aaron, they went to the elders of the children of Israel.
摩西和亚伦就来到以色列长老的面前。
Moses and Aaron reported what the Lord said, right? That He would deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt.
摩西和亚伦就告诉以色列的长老，神对他们说了什么，就是要把他们从埃及地中拯救出来。
And in those verses, it says that the elders they bowed in worship when they heard the Lord's word.
在那里告诉我们，那些长老听见就在那里俯伏敬拜神。
Yeah, so that was in a sense that was the Lord's meeting and speaking with the children of Israel even there, right?
神在那个时候就向以色列 人说话了。
Yeah. And then, you know, eventually the Lord did the plagues in Egypt and led the children of Israel out of Egypt to Mount Sinai.
神就用了十灾将以色列人从埃及地领出来带到西乃山。
And there was a lot of meeting and speaking even on the journey.
就在这个过旅程中也有许多的说话。
Right.And then they came to Mount Sinai, and there was more of the Lord meeting them and the Lord speaking to them.
到了西乃山，神在那里有更多的与他们相会，与他们说话。
Yeah, the Lord said, "You've seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself."
Amen. 神对他们说，你看我对埃及人所做的，我像老鹰把你们托在翅膀上带出来。
And now if you keep my commandments, actually I should read this. Excuse me, if I can locate it. I got too many pieces of paper here.
我有很多的经节我想要读的。
Yeah. It says, now, okay, this is 5 and 6. Exodus 19, 5 and 6.
Wait.
Okay, pardon our technical difficulty. I'll read it in English.
Okay.
Timothy, you can still look at it, right?
Yeah.
Exodus 19, 5 and 6. Now therefore, if indeed you will obey my voice and keep my commandment, then you will be...My personal treasure among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the children of Israel.
5 and 6. 如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，你要在万民中做我自己的珍宝，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Right, yeah, these are precious words.
这是很宝贵的话。
Right.Yeah, and you know, eventually the Lord carried, you know, so So that was something more of the Lord's meeting and speaking. You know, the children of Israel said, all that the Lord has said, we will do. Then the Lord appeared again.
这是神继续的说话。那么以色列人就说，主，你所告诉我们的，我们都要听，我们都要行。
On top of Mount Sinai, in the cloud, in the trumpet, and spoke the Ten Commandments, right?
在西乃山上，在云里面，神在又向他说话，颁布了十诫。
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. And then the Lord called Moses to come up to the mountain, right?So Moses was on the top of the mountain, right?
神把摩西召到山上，摩西就上了山顶。
Yeah, in the cloud, and the Lord gave Moses the pattern for the tabernacle.
在云里面，神就把山上的样式告诉了摩西。
So that tabernacle is the Lord's sanctuary, right?
这个会幕就是神的居所。
That's his dwelling place among the children of Israel.
他在以色列人中居住的地方。
Yeah. So when we read Exodus 25:22, right? There I will meet with you.
当我们读到出埃及二十五章，他说主在那里说，我要与你相会，我要向你说话。
So God came closer, right?
神与他们就更近了。
He had a permanent dwelling place among the children of Israel.
他在那里有一个永久的居所在以色列人当中。
But now he dwells in us.
现在他住在我们里面。
Amen. So, anyways, praise the Lord. We sang that hymn 116 in English. I don't know what it is.
哎呀，我们开头唱的第一首诗歌。
How wonderful redemption is.
的救恩救赎是何等的奇妙。
Right.A wonderful redemption is now God is not just outside of us, he's not even among us, but he's actually dwelling inside of us.
他不仅仅在外面，不仅仅在我们中间，他乃是住在我们的里面。
Yeah, amen. So all the furniture of the tabernacle is for our experience.
所有的这些家具、会幕都是为着我们的经历。
Okay, so that's a little introduction.
这是只是一个介言。
Right. So now, just something on the showbread table.
我们来看一些陈设饼的桌子。
Yeah. When you, I don't know if you had any questions when you were reading this section this week, you know.
我不知道你们读这一段的时候有没有一些的问题。
Yeah. I mean, when I read this section, I had a lot of questions.
当我读这一段的时候，我有很多的问题。
You know, I mean, I feel like it's just not that simple to understand the bread that's on the showbread table.
就不是那么的简单去明白这个饼，就是在陈设饼桌子上的饼。
Yeah. First of all, it says each loaf is made out of 2/10 of an ephah.
他说每一个饼就是以法的十分之二。
Yeah. So I was looking that up. I have a couple of versions, and one version always it says an ephah. One ephah is an ephah is equal to an omer.
Yeah.
An omer. Yeah, go ahead.
我有不同的版本。我有的版本告诉我们，一个以法是 how many omer?
Omer
是一个
one tenth of an ephah, one omer.
就十分之一的以法是一个俄美尔。
Right. So in other words, each loaf is two omers.
每一个饼是两个俄美尔。
And an omer is as much as the children of Israel gathered of the manna each day for one person.
一个俄美尔就是以色列人收取玛拿的时候一个人的份。
So each loaf is good enough for 2 days for one person.
每一个饼就是够一个、right. 一个人两天的食物。
Yeah. 4.2 liters of flour.
4.2 公升的面。
Yeah, or some version says it was 6 pounds of flour, or 13 pounds, some uncertainty. But
有的版本说是六磅，有的版本说是十三磅。
And then there's 12, right?
这是有十二个饼。
Yeah, so that's a lot of bread, right?
这个是很多很多的饼。
Yeah, Steve Chu told me it's seven fingers.
周俊雄告诉我，就七个手指
，seven fingers thick，
一个饼是七个手指的那么厚。
Right. Yeah. So there's each one is very big. You know?
每一个饼都是非常非常的大。
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how does it fit on the table, right?
我们就在想怎么样能够放在这个桌子上。
18 by 36, right?
那个桌子是18寸到36寸。
Maybe each loaf is 18 by 18, right?
每一个饼可能是18寸乘18寸。
The point is that there's a lot there, right?
我的点就是在那里有很多很丰富。
Yeah, and then the loaves are set out every Sabbath day, right?
是每一个安息日要在那里放上新的饼。
Yeah, what I'm not sharing is not in contradiction to everything that's in the morning watch, right? This is an addition, right?
我所交通的不是与我们的晨更经节不同的，只是加上一些。
So remember everything that you read this week, you know?
你还请你记得你这个礼拜你所读的，这只是我所加上的一点。
So it was set out on the Sabbath day, right?
是每一个安息日在那里放上饼。
We read this week it's for the eating, the priest can eat it, right?
我们这个本周读到祭司是可以吃那饼的。
And eating is very important for our, you know, we need to eat to live, right?
吃是非常的重要，我们靠着吃才能够生活。
The Lord is the bread of life, right?
主是生命的粮。
But this bread, you don't eat it on the day it was made.
你不是吃心，不是你做饼的那天你就吃了。
It stays for 7 days in the holy place before God.
那乃是在那个桌子上，在圣桌上要一个礼拜之久，在神的面前。
Whose bread is this? Whose bread is this?
这个饼是谁的？属于谁的
？For 7 days, whose is it?
在这七天里面，这个饼是谁的呢？
神
，Yes, right. God, right?
是神的。
Yeah, this is God's bread for 7 days, right?
这七天之久， yeah. 这个饼是神的饼。
In a way, we have to, you know, God gets the first. God goes first.
神先享受。
Yeah. We come second.
我们是第二位。
Yeah. So after 7 days, then we eat, right?
七天以后，我们再来吃。Yeah.
So I was reminded of Luke 17:7.
我就讲到路加十七章，第十节。路加应该最后他应该给你们了，是吧？路加十七章七节八节。
你们有，你
们谁有如果进地或是牧羊从天里回来，你们会对他说：“快过来坐下吃饭。”岂不对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，书上带子伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？”奴仆照我吩咐的去做，主人还感谢他吗？你们也是如此，做完了一切吩咐你们的事，然后说我们是无用的奴仆，所做的本是我们应当做的。
Right. So in a sense, I believe this is like the showbread, right?
这个就像那个陈设饼一样。
Prepare me something that I may dine.
对吧？你在这里为我预备一些，让我来享受。
Amen.
Amen. You know, and then it says there's frankincense, right?
在那里说到有乳香。
And the frankincense is for a memorial, you know.
那个乳香是为着纪念的。
I don't know what this means. Totally right. You know, I mean, let me give you one type of an example, okay?
我不是很明白这个，真的是让我给你一个比方。
It's not easy to read these signs in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. It's the types, right? It's not easy to understand, right?
我们来读旧约的预表，有的时候不是那么容易能够明白。
Did you ever try to park in Manhattan?
你有没有想在曼哈顿那里停车呢？
And you read the sign, try to understand if it's okay to park.
你去读那些路标啊，你就很不清楚了，因为说得很不清楚。
I have to read it 5 times.
我必须要读5遍才能够清楚可不可以在这里停车。
Because it's strange the way it's they don't state it normally, right?
因为他写的不是很正常的。我要读很。
These are very, you know, it's not easy to read, understand.
我们来读这些。
We still have to. So the memorial, right? There's a frankincense as a memorial. I'm not sure, but the frankincense as a memorial is burned after the bread is taken out, right?
那你说的乳香是一个纪念。 要在那里烧，就是把那个饼拿下来以后。
After 7 days, right in the presence of the Lord, then there's a memorial.
七天以后，这些饼在神面前，七天以后呢，有一个纪念。
A memorial, right?
是一个纪念。
I don't know, but I mean, anyways, you know, I think, you know, there's just some, I don't know. when, you know, I think when God enjoys something.And when we, you know, something when we enjoy something, there's just a memorial of what you ate. You know,
当神在这里享受了，我们在这里享受了，真的是一个纪念。
Do you remember some things you enjoyed of the Lord, right?
你记得你在神面前你的享受。
And you know, when you enjoy, actually God enjoys.
当你有享受呢，神也在那里有享受。
There's still a memorial there. You remember, God remembers, right?
在这里有一个纪念，你记得，神也记得。
There's a book in the, there's a verse in the book of Hebrews like that. You know, God is not unrighteous to forget. You know, there's a memorial.
在希伯来书里面有一说，有一个说神不是不公就不记得的。
Okay, so so the yeah that's the okay one other thing and then I'll stop.
还有一件我就停了。
So just again to share a little bit.This also reminded me of John 4.
也就是我想到约翰福音第四章。
When the Lord spoke to the woman at the well.
当主对那个井旁的妇人说话的时候。
The verses are John 4. It's sort of, I picked it up from verse 25, but there's a lot of verses, right?
从25节开始约翰福音。
Yeah. So, you know, eventually the woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ.
And
when he comes, he will declare all things to us.
当基督来的时候，大家要把一切的事都向我们说明，告诉我们。
Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
主就告诉他说，现在对你说话的就是那一位。
Yeah. At this, You know, and then eventually it says the woman left her water pot.
末了告诉我们，那个妇人就把她的打水的罐子就留在井边了。
Yeah, she got saved then. She met Christ. She got the living water right then.
她得救了，她遇到了基督，她就得了那个活水。
The Lord revealed Himself to her, right?
主把他自己向她打开。
Yeah. Then the disciples came back because they were getting food.
那些门徒回来，他们是去找食物的。
And they brought the food and said, Master, eat.
他们把这些食物拿给主，说：“主，这里食物你吃。”
And he said, I have meat to eat that you know not of.
他说：“我已经有食物是你们所不知道的。”
So when the woman drank, Jesus ate.
当那个妇人在那里喝的时候，主就吃了。
I think this is like the showbread, right?
这就是像这个陈陈饼，有一些是为着神的，也有一些是为着我们的。
Memorial before God.
因为真的在主面前的一个纪念。
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the showbread.
Amen.
为着这个陈陈饼，我们感谢主。
The showbread, our brother showed, told us, spoke to us to say that the showbread is a type of our enjoyment of Christ.
Yeah. 弟兄告诉我们，这个陈设饼是我们对主享受的一个预表。
Actually, the showbread is also a type of Christ as grace to us,
yes.
And also our cooperation with Him.
这个陈设饼也是告诉我们主的恩典和我们对主的合作。
Our brother mentioned about the showbread, how big the showbread was. But if you first, actually, the first time bread actually comes from wheat.
弟兄告诉我们那个饼是多大？我们知道这个饼从哪里来的呢？乃是从麦子来的。
And wheat comes from the wheat fields.
麦子从麦田里拿来的。
And the wheat field, God sends the rain, the sun, and the nutrients in the soil so that the wheat fields can grow.
神有阳光，有水，有养料、养分在地里面，所以这个麦可以长大。
Then so that the farmer can gather the wheat, gather the grains of wheat.
所以这个农夫可以把这些麦子收起来。
But wheat alone does not automatically turn into bread.
真是这个麦子不能够马上就变成饼了。
It has to be ground into fine flour, and then made into dough, and then baked into bread.
必须磨成细面。 然后做成面团，然后能够烤成饼。
So this shortbread shows us God's grace is given to us, but we also have to cooperate with Him.
这表示这神把他的恩典赐给我们，但是我们还要与他合作。
A brother mentioned also that 12 loaves.
弟兄也告诉我们有十二个饼。
That 12 loaves, six in a row.
就是六个一行，六个一行。
Six each stack, in two rows.
就六个一边，六个一边有两行。
And on top of the rows of bread is the is either a bowl or a cup where the frankincense is put on top of it.
在这个六个饼上面呢，有一个杯子是盛乳香的。
Our brother already mentioned one loaf is like maybe 6 or 7 pounds. So you can imagine. 12 loaves is like 70 to 80 pounds of bread.
弟兄们告诉我们，一个饼大概有六磅，就六个饼的话呢，有七十磅。
This actually shows us that God's grace to us is inexhaustible.
这就可以说告诉我们，主他的恩典给我们是取用不尽的。
We can never exhaust our enjoyment of Christ.
我们永远不能对主的享受用完。
So.We can always enjoy God's grace, Christ as the grace to us, and it will never run out.
我们永远可以享受基督是我们的恩典，我们永远不会把这个享受尽的。
So, and our brother mentioned every Sabbath, the 12 loaves are changed.
弟兄告诉我们，每一个安息日，这十二个饼就换了。
And our brother mentioned that.The old 12 loaves are food as becomes the daily food for the priests.
这十二个旧的饼就成为这些祭司他们的食物。
And First Peter chapter two tells us that we are.
彼得前书第二章告诉我们。
We are a holy priesthood, and we are also a royal priesthood.
Right. Yes.
我们是。祭司的体系也是圣洁的祭司体系，君尊的祭司体系。
This means
圣洁的我们要知道。
This means the enjoyment of Christ is our right to enjoy Christ.
这表示我们来享受基督是我们的一个权利。
Today we are the priests, so today our right is to enjoy Christ.
今天我们是祭司，所以我们的权利就是来享受基督。
Amen.
So every Sabbath, our brother also mentions that when the loaves are changed, this becomes the priest's daily food.
第一节告诉我们，每一个安息日，当这饼换的陈设饼换的时候呢，这个饼就成为祭司每日的食物。
This means that we can enjoy Christ every day.
这表示我们可以每天来享受基督。
We don't only enjoy Christ in a meeting today, this morning.
我们不仅仅是今天早晨我们在聚会里享受它。
We have also the right to enjoy Christ tomorrow morning.
我们也有这个权利明天早晨来享受它。
On Tuesday morning.
礼拜二的早晨。
We don't have to wait till next Lord's Day to enjoy the Lord together.
我们不需要等到下一个主日来享受它。
So every day we can enjoy Christ.
每一天我们能够享受基督。
This is our right.
这是我们的权利。
You know, and also our brother mentioned every Sabbath when the new loaves are put, the frankincense on top of the bread is then brought to the incense altar.
弟兄要告诉我们，当每一个安息日这个饼换的时候，这个杯子里的这个乳香呢，就带到香坛那里。
And then it is, let me see, it is a, it is it, Leviticus tells us that it is.It is an offering unto the Lord as a sweet smelling savor.
那里利未记告诉我们，这个乳香呢，就成为香气，成为在神面前献的一个香气，一个祭。
Because when the frankincense is burned, the incense is the sweet smell of the incense rises up.
当这个乳香烧起来的时候，这个香气呢就升上去了。
This represents this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
在灵后第五章
，It says that we are a fragrance of Christ to God.
我们是一个香，我们是一个香气，在神面前，基督的香气。
We are a fragrance.
馨香之气，真的是。
We are a fragrance of Christ to God.
我们都是献给神的基督馨香之气。
This means that, as our brother mentioned, not only the bread is God's food first.
不仅仅这个面这个饼是神的食物，先是神的食物。
But our enjoyment of Christ is first and foremost for God's satisfaction.
我们在这里对基督的享受最重要的，首先的乃是要神得着满足。
Nothing makes our heavenly Father more happy to see His children enjoy Christ.
没有一件事能够使我们的父神更喜乐，看到他的儿女们在这享受基督。
Not only when the incense is for God's enjoyment,
不仅仅这个香的香气是为着神的享受。
When the incense fills the room, people, everybody can smell it.
当这个香气充满在这个房间的时候，每一个人都可以闻到。
This shows that not only our enjoyment of Christ is for God's satisfaction.
这里说到，我们对基督的享受不仅仅是让神得到满足。
When we enjoy Christ, others also notice it.
当我们享受基督的时候，在我们周围的人也会注意得到。
You know, last Friday night, a brother in a Jamaica meeting gave this testimony.
上一个周五，在 Jamaica 的聚会里面，有一个弟兄给下面的这样一个见证。
He said he has a coworker.
他说他有一个同事
，who puts a lot of aftershave lotion every morning after he shaves.
他每天刮胡子以后，他放很多的香水在脸上。
So when he comes into the office, he doesn't have to say anything.
当他来到办公室的时候，他不需要说什么。
Everybody can smell him.
每个人都可以闻到他的味道。
So everybody said, "Oh, he's here already."
然后就说这个人今天来了。
So you see, this is the same way as the frankincense is burnt as the incense.
这就是像这个乳香，像一个香烧起来一样。
Our enjoyment of Christ, many times we don't have to say a lot of things.
我们对基督的享受，很多时候我们不需要说很多。
People notice the difference.
人就会看到这个不同。
People can see that we are different.
人可以看到我们的不一样。
And so we've heard of many testimonies that before a brother was saved, he was such and such a kind of person.
我们听到很多的见证，当一个弟兄得救以前，他是怎么样怎么样的一个人。
After he was saved, his family was surprised he's totally different.
当他得救以后，他的家人就非常的惊奇，他是完全一个不同的人了。
And evenBecause of his enjoyment of Christ after being saved,
因为他对基督的享受，就是他得救以后对基督的享受。
This attracted his whole family,
就吸引了他整个的家人。
They want to come to see what caused him to change.
他们想要来看一看什么原因使这个人有了这样的改变。
You know, I've heard of many testimonies.As a result, the brother brought his whole family to the Lord, come to the meeting, and then the whole family got saved.
我们听到很多的这样的见证，这个弟兄就把他整个的家人都带来了，他们都信了主。
We also have heard that sisters, before they were saved, they were such and such wives to the husband.
我们也听到有的姊妹在她得救以前，她对她的先生是如何的对待。
After they were saved, they're completely different.
当他得救以后就完全不同了。
The husbands even were surprised they were completely different.
这个先生就非常非常的惊奇，他完全不一样了。
Eventually, the wife was able to bring the husband to the meetings, preach the gospel, and the husband got saved.
最终呢，他这个妻子就可以把先生带到聚会里面向他传福音，他也得救了。
I've seen many young people here.
我看到有一些年轻人在这里。
When young people, when you are the first member in your family to receive the Lord.
你可能是你家庭中第一个接受主的人。
But when you receive the Lord, your parents can see that you have changed.
当你接受主以后，你的父母可以看到你的改变。
Even your friends in school see that you have changed.
你学校的同学也看到你的改变。
And as a result, you are able to bring them to the meetings.
结果呢，你就能够把他们带到聚会里面来。
So, as a result, you can see you young people bring young people and they get saved.
你就可以看到年轻人就带年轻人，使他们也能够得救。
So this is a real experience of the showbread to us.
这是我们对于这个陈设饼的一个实际的经历。
It is, you know, sometimes in the when we are.We are in the meeting. We can enjoy the Lord together. We enjoy His word together.
有的时候我们在聚会里面，我们可以一同享受主，享受他的话。
When we are at home, we also need to enjoy His word, the Lord, enjoy the Lord's word.
我们在家里也要享受主的话。
We can enjoy His word when we fellowship together.
当我们彼此交通的时候，我们可以享受他的话语。
We also need to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
我们也需要让主的话。充充足足的，丰丰富富的住在我们里面。
So that when we are alone, we can be mindful of the word of Christ.
当我们单独的时候，我们就可以思想它。
We enjoy the Lord's table. We enjoy each other's prayer today.
我们享受主的桌子，我们享受每一个人的祷告。
In the morning, when we have morning watch, whether together or alone.We also pray to the Lord.
当我们早晨晨更的时候，我自单独或者是与别人在一起，我们也在这享受主。
But don't leave your prayer and enjoyment after morning watch.
不要把你的对主的享受、对主你的祷告只留在你的晨更里面。
As 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us, pray unceasingly.
帖前第五章告诉我们不住的祷告。
We can pray unceasingly.
我们可以不住的祷告。
So we can let the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
我们可以让基督的话丰丰富富的住在我们里面。
We can also pray unceasingly.
我们也可以不住的祷告。
So this is the real experience of enjoyment of Christ as a showbread.
这是我们对于基督享受他做我们的陈设饼。
So in the Old Testament, it was there as a picture.
在旧约里面，在那个地方是一个图画。
Today it is this right here to us. Christ is ready for our enjoyment.
今天我们在这里，基督是我们实际的享受。
I hope that we all can enjoy the Lord much more every day.
我盼望我们能够在这里对主有更多，每一天对他有更多的享受。
So no matter what our situation is, we can always pray unceasingly.
不管我们的环境如何，我们可以不住地祷告。
We can sing hymns of praise to God in our hearts.
我们可以在我们里面唱诗赞美他。
So as our brother mentioned, the tables of testimony is today in our heart.
像我们弟兄所说的，今天这个约柜是在我们的心里。
So today the showbread is also in our heart.
今天这个陈设饼也是在我们的心里。
That we can enjoy the Lord in our spirit all the time.
我们可以在灵里不断地享受我们的主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is a wonderful, although it's just a picture.
虽然这仅仅是一幅图画。
In Exodus, it's just a picture.
在出埃及记里面仅仅是一幅图画。
But in experience, it's a wonderful experience for us every day.
在我们的经历里面，是我们一个非常奇妙的每一天的经历。
感谢主，阿们。我们谢谢两位弟兄的交通。那我最后把这个弟兄交通做一个 summary 给他看一看，用中文给他讲一讲。这个我们看一看刚才出埃及记25章的23节。30节忘记了，看30节了。30，yes。他讲又在桌子上面前，在我面前尝陈设饼。感谢主啊！我今天带了一个图，旧约是个图画，刚才弟兄交通的，就是这幅图画。看这是看这个经历讲的这个是我们这个饼啊，是拿的是在圣所里面，对不对？所以圣所里面有这个第一个是陈设饼，陈设饼啊，就是为了生命的供应。就是基督做我们的生命供应我们陈设饼，然后呢完了以后呢就是金灯台，然后就是香坛，啊，这是一个，所以这个整个的就是一个这个会幕的建造。如果大家看到数据很清楚，所以每一个基督徒啊，你都要经过一个过程， 怎么过程呢？宴席经过要这个铜祭坛，经过十字架救赎，然后呢进入这个洗濯盆，就是重生，这都重生的生命。那然后呢才能进入圣所，进入圣所以后呢才能享受这个 bread， 这个饼。这个饼叫什么饼呢？叫面饼。这个面不是那个吃面的面，是这个面，面饼。哎呀，什么意思啊？这个是在中国人没有讲是吃我的面饼，对不对？那这个是这个希伯来人才有意思。面饼什么意思？就是要在面前吃这个饼，在主面前 table。比如说你做父母都晓得，孩子在你面前吃饭，就是面饼这个意思。这个面饼啊，不是那面粉的面呢，是我们在神的面前吃饼，就表示有神的同在。神的同在就带给你祝福，这面饼就是要神的同在。这面饼啊，你这个在历代记，你看讲究叫什么？在历代记，在历代记又讲什么？历代记啊，在历代记九章，他说这个白色饼啊，所以这个橙色饼啊，又叫面饼，又叫白色饼，对不对？又叫白色饼嘛。所以这个面饼也好，白色饼也好，总结就是橙色饼。就是一个 on the table， 为什么？所以这个为什么？刚才听我交通了，这个橙色饼是给祭司吃的，对不对？但是在新约中，我们每个人都是祭司，但是呢，这个橙色饼啊，要在圣所里吃，你不能在外院里吃 ，you have to eat in the holy place。所以感谢主，你得救了，你要吃这个橙色饼。你要进入圣所，你不能在外院子，不能再晃荡啊！所以赶紧说，要进入教会生活的教会基督的身体里面，在教会聚会当中，你才能吃到这个饼。所以这个给我们一个警惕啊！这个饼啊，刚才讲再看一看这个利未记，刚刚看了利未记七章七节，他讲这个乳香这个啊。这个 upper 这个在这个上面，对不对？是为了什么？纪念耶和华的活祭。所以这个饼啊，本来是给神吃的，做活祭。到了第九节上什么？到了主耶稣这个神吃完以后了，到下一周是为了祭司吃的。为什么这个饼这样大这样重？为什么？影响了好多祭司啊。在祭司你做这个旧约，这个祭司他有一共分八排，那个八班祭司，每个祭司将近好几辈人呐、啊，对不对？所以祭司很多辈人，所以要一定要吃这个很多饼，就是要好多磅好多磅的这个 bread 才够吃的，对不对？要吃一个礼拜呀。所以你一个两个人吃一遍的话，也要吃个，所以这个饼啊是很重要。所以我们要做祭司、啊，要吃这个饼，感谢主啊。那这就是啊，再看看这个民数记25章，他讲啊。耶和华使他的面光照我，那这个面就是怜悯的面了，对不对？光照我，那这个面什么意思呢？这个面呢不是普通，不是刚才我们讲的那个神的面，这个就是一个这个基督的面光，基督的面光光照我们。他第二在下一遍是愿耶和华的脸，愿向你扬脸啊，赐平安给你。所以这个就是告诉我们呢，这个就是神的脸给我们，这个面呢就是跟。就是主耶稣做我们的光照，主耶稣向我们扬脸。所以这个从这三个境界我们晓得，感谢主，这个橙色饼是为着神所有的儿女吃的。到了新约就不一样了，到新约的马太福音主讲什么讲？你看马太4章10节去读，耶稣回答说，经上记着，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主所说的话。那这个饼就是到主耶稣讲啊，这个饼这个食物啊就是他的话。所以感谢主，我们读主就是吃主喝主，就是读他的话。那这耶利米书也讲，就是耶和华，你看耶和华万军的神啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了，你的言语成了我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是承你名下的人啊。感谢主，我们得救了，我们都是主耶稣的儿女，都是他的门下人，所以他的话就是他的食物，吃了以后可以使我们欢乐，使我们快乐。对，到了约翰福音，主耶稣讲得更清楚了。约翰福音6章33节说，他讲因为神的粮是从天上降下来的，下来是赐人世人吃的。耶稣对他们说， 我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的永远不饿，信入我的永远不渴。啊，刚才这个前面弟兄交通他说，撒玛利人来到主面前，撒玛利夫人他干渴，主给他主说，你喝我的水就永远不渴。哎，主他喝了主耶稣的水，他不渴了，这个妇人不渴了，我们的主也满足了。所以这个是双方面的。当我们读神的话的时候，对不对？就我们做生命的饼，我们吃了，神也满足了。所以看耶稣这个饼啊，是为了两方面，为了神的满足，也为了我们人的满足，为了圣灵的满足，对不对？所以到了五十七节讲的五十一节他讲啊，吃若我是从天上来的活粮，人若吃的粮就永远活着。我要吃这的粮，就是我的肉，世人心所吃的。感谢说，主说他就是这个粮，是从天上来的。所以，感谢我这个饼啊，都是从天，这到了新约做我们的实际啊，就比较方便多了。所以到五十七节说，活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样那吃我的人也要因为活着。说，当我们读神的话的时候，那这个话就成了神的生命的粮。当我们吃这个生命粮以后，我们就永远不死，就永远活着。那这是神的话，感谢主。所以这个今天讲的这个陈设饼的这个作者，这个很有意思。这个作者就告诉我们，这个作者什么？这个作者就预表基督是我们的食物，是我们的食物。那这个饼呢，也是预表基督就是我们的食物，一个预表，一个实际。懂我意思吧？这个桌子是个样子，是个样子，是预表基督是我们你我的食物。到了这个饼呢，这是真正的食物，就是我的食物。所以这个很重要。到了新约，主耶稣说他就是那个生命的粮，从天上来降下来的。所以我们要，他就说这个粮就是神的话，话可以带给我们生命，话可以使我们永远活着。所以感谢主，一个基督徒，刚刚弟兄交通，不管我们这个在今天享受主的话，那每天每个时刻都有个想到主的话，时时刻刻都有想主的话，因为主的话是生命，可以改变我们。这个生命进到我们里面以后，可以变化我们，可以更新我们啊，使我们被神的话构成，神的性情增多，我们人性就长长，所以你就有个变化。等你到学校里，你学生一看，哟，你这个人不一样了，就是那个乳香，那个香可以使世人闻到，对不对？世人不晓得你，但是闻到你这个味道就不一样，因为你有神的生命在里边。所以感谢主，所以这个陈设饼的作者在圣经很有意义。那我们从现在开始啊，有可能有一段时间都要交通这个出埃及记接近读经。那今天交通是桌子，下一次下个主日可能我要下个礼拜，你看这个信息，我们要讲这个金灯台。你看刚才我讲过了，这一进去以后啊，圣所里面有三样东西，对不对？第一个是啊，桌子，陈设饼桌子。第二个在上往南部往南看就是金灯台，在中间就是香坛，就是烧香啊。基督是香，我们要烧香，就是这个纪念主。然后烧完香以后经过祷告，你才能进入至圣所，对不对？至圣所我们也交通过有三样东西。第一个是约柜，对不对？约柜上面有个板，对不对？叫这个叫罪盖，也叫品息处，对不对？那是两面有个基洛波面对面，神在那个地方给所有的子民相会，对不对？这个相会的地方就是面，神的面，面饼。所以感谢主，所以这个在这个地方，这个桌子，当你来到主面前享受这个约柜的时候，这个约柜的就成了一个桌子，就成了这个桌子。所以这就是神的面。所以这个观念呢，当然我们要好好要读神的话，要思想。所以这个就是这个桌子，这个约柜的这个遮盖就成了一个桌子。最后你享受桌子，这个桌子就成了约柜，约柜的盖。所以这个是循环的。感谢主，你越享受主，他的桌子做你的面饼，这个结果以后，你就享受约柜，约柜的这个在约柜上跟主见面面对面的时候，你就享受这个桌子做你的生命的供应。所以看就这就是我们基督生活不一样啊，这就是一个基督徒的一个生命的一个变化，生命的一个长进。所以看就说愿我们今天讲 这个弟兄交通这个信息，我们也领受了这样的信息，愿这样的信息成我每天一个供应，成我每天的看见。我们一个基督徒要有看见，还要有实际，要实行，对不对？这旧约是个图画，新约主来了，他把它实际摆给我们面前，对不对？那这个饼就是主耶稣自己啊，他不但是我们的这个食物，也不但做我们的食物，也是我们的食物。所以看见主这样的经历，是我们每一个基督徒都应该享受的。那我们跟世人不一样，为什么？就是因为我们有这个复活的生命在我们里边，每天用这个乳香带给我们，可以使世人闻到我们这个香气不一样，就是因为主耶稣生命在我们里边。所以感谢赞美主，这样的交通，你看对我们每一个新接得救的也好，多年得救的弟兄姊妹也好，实在是一个挺大的一个供应，是一个开启。我们有了这个启示，有了这个意象，我们应该活在这个实际的当中啊。所以这个有两方面，一个是实际，一个是启示。启示跟实际不太一样。那这个启示什么意思呢？它这个面饼啊，这个陈托饼啊，是在约会后边。你就按这个神的这个经历呢，它不是，它是在圣所里边，对不对？但是看见主，这就是我们基督徒跟不一样。你越享受主做你的兵，你就来到至圣所啊，这就是一个我们的经历。所以感谢赞美主，用这样的话来激励我们，也提醒我们，使我们都共同一起进入神的话语当中，来享受这个生命的供应，这个丰富的供应。感谢赞美主，我们要归给神。啊，我们底下还有很多时间，我希望底下在私下有交通的，有摸着你自己的，有享受的，我们一起分享，大家互相牧养。感谢主，阿门。
王弟兄享受得太厉害了，啊，他一享受的时候啊，我心里面蹦蹦跳，我就说，哎呀，这个王弟兄是最会享受的。